我应该先向大家改正一点事情。
I first want to correct some things with everyone.
昨天我提到我个人那一个好像到工地上去看这件事情大家还记得啊
？Remember I told you about how I went to the camps to look at certain things?
那我说那是我在半个月没吃饭的时候。
And I mentioned to you about my not taking the meals.
实际呢，那是已经半个月以后的事了。后来我仔细想一想。
And actually, when I recall those events, it was actually two weeks after that time.
半个月以后，他们就允许我吃饭祷告，但是呢，他们要找机会。当我祷告的时候，他们就打我一顿，以后叫我吃饭。
And so it was two weeks after I went to those camps to look at those things that they put me there, and then they allowed for me to eat, but they found occasion during those meals when I prayed that they would beat me.
那因为我有半个月没吃东西，所以我的身体一时恢复不起来，他们仍然没有叫我劳动，所以把我带到工地上，让我去看一看。
And so because I didn't eat good well for 2 weeks and I was not able to have the energy, the physical strength to labor, but they still took me to the camps to watch them work.
那回来以后，那个小组长还要执行他们要执行的，所以他要叫我慢慢地打饭，等到他们吃完饭以后呢，他要找机会，当我祷告的时候，他还想打我。
And so after that event, the leader of the unit still found occasion to deal with me, and that after they would eat, and then it would be my turn, and then they would find occasion after that to beat me as well.
恰巧，那个房间里边就来了一个客人，所以这件事情最后没有做成。
But again, because there was a guest in the room at that time, that they were not able to do what they wish upon me.
那么今天讲的或昨天就稍微有一些改正的地方了。
And so there's a bit of correction on what I shared yesterday.
我真怕提到我个人的事情。
I'm really afraid to mention my own experiences.
生怕讲错。
Lest I speak wrongly.
结果还是讲错。
And as a result, I still spoke wrongly.
看来还是少讲为妙。
It seems like it's better that I would keep those speaking less on those things.
是这样。
And so I just want to first clarify that.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是我们的牧人。
Because thou art our shepherd.
我们完全靠着你引导我们走义路。
And that is completely by your grace that you lead us on the path of righteousness.
我们也需要你时常来苏醒我们的灵魂。
And we constantly need you to awake our soul.
这样我们才不至于有些错误，或者是说错，或者是做错。
So that we will not have any error, that we will not say or do anything wrong.
我们尽管会错，但你永远不会错。
And even though we may err, but you will never err.
我们会错，但你却会提醒我们，叫我们知道我们的错。
And when we are wrong, you will remind us of our error.
我们有这么一位大牧人，我们实在是心满意足。
Since we have such a great shepherd, indeed we are satisfied.
为此我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
And for this, we have to praise and thank thee.
今天早晨我们在这里仍然是要顺求你的话语。
This morning, we're still here to seek thy word.
当我们在考察的时候，求你叫我们有一颗敬畏你的心。
And as we search thy word, may you grant us a heart to fear thee.
要看重你的话语胜于一切。
That will put so much weight upon your words above all.
我们今天早晨在这里还应该看一些什么样的教训与我们有关系的事情。
And this morning, as we look into some matters that have what relationship with us,
求你按着你那丰盛的恩典赏给我们。
We ask that you will, by your abundant grace, grant them to us.
使我们在你的面前都蒙恩典。
So that in thy presence we can be blessed.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
我们在这里仰望你。
Here we look to thee.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 请大家看以斯拉记。
Let's turn to Ezra. Let us first turn to Ezra chapter 7. We'll start reading from Ezra chapter 7, verse 9.
正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神伸的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
That's from verse 9 through 10.
我们看第八章。
We'll read from chapter 8.
我们从二十一节开始念。
Starting from verse 21, we'll read.
二十一节，那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻骨祭身，求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。我求王波布兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的，所以我们尽是祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
That's from verse 21 through 23.
好，我们再看三十二节。
And then verse 32.
我们到了耶路撒冷，在哪里住了三日，第四日在我们神的殿里，把金银和器皿都称了，交在祭司乌利亚的儿子米利莫的手中。通着他有菲尼哈的儿子伊利亚撒，还有利未人耶稣亚的儿子约撒巴和宾内的儿子诺亚迪，当时都掂了数目，按着分量写在车子上。
That's from verse 32 through 34.
我们看第九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
到第四节。
Chapter 9, verses 1 through 4.
这事做完了，众首领来见我说，以色列民和祭司并利未人没有立决迦南人、赫人、比利西人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩押人、埃及人、亚摩利人，仍效法这些国的民行可憎的事，因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪愧。我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，又惊惧忧闷而坐。凡为以色列神言语战惊的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到显完迹的时候。
Verses 1 through 4, chapter 9.
好，我们暂时先读到这里。
That will be all the Bible passage we'll read.
按说呢，我们应该是今天应该是从这里开始再考察一些神的话语。
And so we should have began here to search into the Word of God today.
但是昨天我那个前面的时间用的比较多，所以后头这一段呢，我就很大略的提了这么一下子。
And because I used much of my time yesterday in the beginning, so at the second half last of my time, I only lightly mentioned about this part.
实际后边这一段呢非常的重要。
But in fact, this last part here, which we just read, is extremely important.
所以我宁子把七章以后的少查一些。我韩若今天早晨在没有查七章以后的经文呢，我们还是来看一看这最后的一段，我觉得还是需要我们有所思想的。
And so before we begin with chapter 7 and on, I'd rather spend less time in chapter 7 but more focus on the time in the latter chapters that we can consider them.
这些以色列人他们在困难当中灰身退后而被迫停了工的时候，
Now the Israelites, they were discouraged in their persecution and they were persecuted in that they stopped their work.
但是谁的工作还是要继续的。
Yet the work of God must continue.
所以到了一定的时候，神还要让他们起来继续把圣殿建好。
So in due time, God still would raise them up to continue to rebuild the temple.
那么这个时候一个很重要的作用就是先知的作用。
So during that time, there was a very important function, and that is the function of the prophets.
不是先知这个人起了什么作用。
It is not the person of the prophet, how profitable they were.
是先知神要让他说的话，神的话起了作用。
But it is through the prophet that the word of God had its function.
所以神的话的确是不管对于旧约以色列人，对于我们今天来说，那都是非常重要的。
So indeed, the word of God, whether it is through the prophets to the Israelites in the Old Testament or to us today, it is extremely important.
所以活在神的话里头，这的确是一个基督徒正常的生活。
So for us to live in the word of God, indeed, that is a normal living for us as Christians.
我们应该就是这样的人才对。
We ought to be such individuals.
所以我们一定要重看神的话。
So we must put weight on the word of God.
因为神的话有的时候或人的话以及或这个世代上的一些声音啊，的确是不一样。
Indeed, the word of God and the word of man and the word of the generation, it is different.
是什么东西让我们应该去听的呢？
So what is it that we ought to listen?
神的羊听牧人的声音。
For the sheep of God knows the voice of the shepherd.
这一点至关重要。
And that is a very important point.
因为它可以取决我们这个路走的对不对。
Because it determines our way, whether we are right or wrong.
它可以取决我们的追求的方向对不对。
That determines the direction of our pursuit, if it's right or wrong.
它会影响我们到底这个成长的果效怎么样。
It will determine the effectual power of our growth, how that would be like.
最终一句话，我们到底能够荣耀神到什么样的程度，这是一个有关系的事情。
And so at the end, it has to do with a lot. How much do we want God?
所以神的话的确是应该值得我们敬畏的。
So indeed, the word of God is worthy for us to honor and fear.
神的话就是神要说话。
The word of God is what God wants to say.
神不仅是在历史当中做事。
Not only does he work in history,
神还要在历史当中说话。
But he will also speak in history.
那这个先知呢，就是两位圣经里头提到的，一个就是哈该，一个就是撒加利亚。
Now there are two prophets that the scripture mentions here. One is Haggai and one is Zechariah.
那若是大家要看撒该或撒加利亚到底说些什么话呢？就是要去看哈该书或撒加利亚书这两卷书。
Now, if we want to spend time to see what these two prophets said, then we have to spend time to read the two books of Haggai and Zechariah.
所以我希望大家回去以后能够看看这两卷书，不是只说在这里。我们散了会以后，个人回到家里头，把这两卷书很好的看一看，它是什么信息。
And so I do hope that when we return, not this time, but on your personal time, that when you went home, you would look into these two books to see what message you have, Haggai and Zechariah.
今天我们只是说它有几个方面。
But today we only speak on several aspects of those words.
第一个方面就是先知责备的话语。
And the first aspect is the reproach of the words of the prophet.
这个在哈该书第一章讲的不能再清楚了。
And these words are very clear in Haggai chapter 1.
哈该就遮蔽那些以色列人说什么。
And so in chapter 1 of Haggai, he reproaches the Israelites. What words did he say?
这些人说，他说现在啊，建殿的时候还没有到，不是时候。
And so these people, they say, it is not the time to build the temple now.
那么撒该就是说了，你们说现在建殿还不是时候，可是你们却住在自己天火般的屋子里头。
And so Haggai says to them, you say it is not time to rebuild the temple now, yet you live with houses with ceilings.
这不是说住一个天火般的房子也会成为罪。
And so this is not to say if we live in a good house, that is sin.
那是说你们不顾神家的事，却专顾自己家的事。
But it speaks of the fact that you are not mindful of the house of God, but you are only mindful of your own things.
神家荒凉，你家在那里修饰的天花板非常的好。
The house of God is desolate, yet your house it is very well decorated.
这是人一个最脆弱的地方。
That is a very weak point of man.
一旦离开了神，就会钻到自己身上来。
Whenever we depart away from God, we will only put the focus on ourselves.
一旦不去顾神的家，就会想到了自己的家。
Whenever we're not mindful of the house of God, we are only mindful of our own household.
我不是说想到自己的家不应该。
I'm not saying we should not be mindful of our own household.
就是到底我们活在地上这个目标以什么为目标。
But the fact is, what is our goal as we live on earth? What is our goal?
那是说是说以我们的家为目标。
Is it that our household is our own goal?
那我们的家就可以筑成一个天火般的家。
Then we can make households of ceilings for ourselves.
那么教会呢？可以荒凉。
What about the church? The church, let it be desolate.
问题就是在这里。
And so that is the issue.
所以我们要注意一件事情。
And so we have to take note of that.
在先知哈该来说，这是一种罪。
To the prophet Haggai, that is a sin.
尤其那种错误的话，现在还不是时候。
And so, those words were wrong when they said, it is not time now.
我们知道神给我们的机会就是为了今天。
We know that God gives us the opportunity, it is for today.
有人就会说现在还不是时候。
Yet there are still some that say, it is not time yet.
我们曾经有这个想法吧，现在还不是时候。
Maybe we once thought this way, no, it is not time yet.
现在不是为神的时候。
Now it's not the time to live for God. It is time for myself. I'm still young. I want to study well. I want to have a good career. I want to have a good family. It is not yet time for the church for me to pay any price. It is not time yet. How many times have we said that? It is not yet time.
这句话在中国大陆是常有人说。
Now, these words are often spoken by those in China.
我们想到一个事工，哦，他说现在还不是时候。
When we see a ministry, we say, no, it is not time yet.
那些说现在还不是时候的时候，他们的确在等一个时候。
For those who say it is not yet time, in fact, they are waiting for a certain time.
他们希望等到那个政治一开放啊，他说现在就是时候到了。
They want to wait for the politics once it opens up.
那若是说
then it's time.
那若这个人想我这么大的年纪还没等到政治那么大开放啊，我已经去建筑了。
And so, personally speaking, if it was someone for me in my own age, if I wait for the time for them to open up politically, I'll never see that time.
我就一直说不是时候，不是时候，最后我不是时候就去建筑了。
May I say it's not yet time? It's not yet time. Yet I will keep on saying those words till I meet the Lord then.
我将失掉多少的机会啊。
Then I would have lost so many opportunities.
我不知道我们中间有没有这种想法，现在还不是时候。
Now I don't know if that there is this way of thinking amongst us. It is not yet time.
的确，有些事情神是有他的时候。
Yes, indeed, there are certain things that is in the time of God.
但是这却不应该成为我们一个借口。
But this should not be an excuse that we use.
用不是时候来推却偷懒，有很多光阴我们把它流失过去了。
To use this excuse, it's not yet time that we become lazy and we lose so many of our time and opportunity.
所以先知要责备他们。
And so the prophet must rebuke them.
第二个责备呢，就是要叫他们 会转归向神。
The second rebuke to them is that they will repent and return unto God.
必须承认自己的错在哪里。
They must confess where their wrong is.
必须承认自己的罪在哪里。
They must confess where their sin is.
使神的殿荒凉，自己住在一个天火般的房子里头，这就说明一个离开神的表现。
And so when their house of God is desolate, yet they live of houses under with ceilings, that speaks that they have departed away from God.
这笔的话一般的传道人都不大愿意讲。
Now words of reproach are oftentimes not very willing to be spoken by servants of God.
因为那是要得罪人的。
Because it will easily offend men.
那有些弟兄姊妹呢也不大喜欢听。
And many brothers and sisters may not like to hear them.
因为不如另外一些话语叫我们觉得这个耳朵顺耳。
Because they rather hear words that are pleasing to the ear.
说在这种情况之下，有很多先知做先知讲道的就不肯说起这笔人的话。
And so many prophets who prophesize as prophets, they are not willing to say words that reproach men.
我们觉得这笔人的话还是应该说的。
But we ought to feel that words of reproach ought to be spoken.
第二个呢，就是鼓励的话。
The other words that they speak are words of encouragement.
啊，这个所罗巴伯，你倒刚强。
And they say, Zerubbabel, you ought to be strengthened.
以色列人啊，你倒刚强。
Israel, you must be strengthened.
我与你们同在。
I will be with you.
神的同在就是我们能够侍奉成功的一个最大的保证。
God's presence is the greatest guarantee that we will have. We will succeed when we serve Him.
所以在哈该书也好，在撒迦利亚书里头也好，有很多这种很鼓励人的话。
And so, rather in Haggai or in Zechariah, there are many words that encourage us.
实在也是我们今天教会所需要的。
Indeed, these are also words that the church needs today.
有一些是关乎知道的话。
Sometimes it has to do with words of direction.
例如说，不要依靠势力，不要依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵，方能成事。这是一种指导。
And so, for example, those words of instruction are: it is not by might or power, but by the Spirit of God.
究竟这个事工，我们该怎么样的起来进行呢
？And so the fact is, how ought to we rise up to complete this task before us?
多有一些指导的话。
So we need much of those words of instruction.
另外呢？还有一些应许的话
and there are also words of promise
所以说这殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀
and so those words of promise are that the glory of this temple will be greater than the previous temple
这个殿不仅是要建成
now this temple would not only be rebuilt
而且是有荣耀的
but it is glorious
而且这个荣耀要大过先前的荣耀
this glory will be greater than the one before
先前的荣耀当然就是指着所罗门所建那个殿的荣耀了
and so the glory of the one before of course is pointing to the temple that was built by Solomon
就是他那个蒙神的喜悦蒙神的祝福还要大过先前
that the blessing which he received the pleasure which God received from him now it will be even greater
所以这个先知的作用啊的确是很好
and so the function of these prophets indeed they are great
那么当时的以色列们就因为先知的这一种的责备也好鼓励也好引导也好他们最后就摘起来同心协力地建造这个殿
and so the Israelites because of the whether the reproach of the prophets the encouragement of the prophets or the instruction of the prophets they rose once again to rebuild the temple
那么最后呢这个殿就建成功了
as a result the temple was rebuilt
那么接着我们就看看从第十六节开始看就是他们建殿以后要做一个奉献殿的礼要有一个奉献殿的礼
And so now we'll look from verse 16 after they finish rebuilding the temple they must have an offering a sacrifice to the Lord
从十六节一直到这一章完毕就是六章完毕
And so starting from chapter 6 verse 16 to the end
若是大家你仔细读的时候你会发现到前头那些领袖啊不见了
And so when you read on then you discover what happened to the leaders previously
前头都有他们所罗巴伯啊耶稣亚啦什么撒哈该啦撒迦利亚前面不断地提到他们但是从十六节工作完了倒看不见这些人了
Before verse 16 in chapter 6 you see the names of the leaders oftentimes mentioned Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Haggai, Zechariah now after the work is done you don't see them being mentioned
他说一开头就是以色列的祭司和利未人并弃于被掳归回的人都欢欢喜喜地来行这个奉献神殿的礼。
But here it says that, and the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy.
这些人到哪儿去了呢？
And so where did they go?
当然不是死了。
Of course they did not die.
那么他们到哪儿去了？
So then where are they?
这么一个场面这么看不见他呢？
And so now in such a scene, where are they?
按照我们人的想法来说，这个场面能够烧掉这些人吗？
According to man's view, with such a scene at hand, how can these people be gone?
或许是不但烧不了他们，而且他们可能会站在一个比较很显著的地位上才对。
Not only can you lack them, but they ought to be outstanding in a very important position during this time.
但是看不见他们。
But yet, we cannot see them.
我想圣经是神的灵感动人写出来的。
We know that the scriptures are moved by the Holy Spirit written by man.
我想这就好像是神的拣选一样的，他不是所有的都要记，他那是拣选着来写。
And so, God has rights by his choosing. He would not record everything, but he chooses what he records.
或者都带着他的一个目的吧。
All of that has his purpose.
那么在这里要告诉我们一个什么教训呢？
And so amongst this, what lesson does it have for us?
我们是不是可以这样的来看这件事呢？
Can we look at this matter in this way?
就是属灵领袖的隐藏。
And that is the hiding of the spiritual leaders.
我觉得对于我们来说还是有一定的教训。
I think this is still some lessons for us to learn.
建圣殿的确有人的一些劳力在里头。
Yes, to rebuild the temple requires the labor of man.
尤其是这些所谓领袖是更付了一定的代价。
Especially for these so-called leaders, they ought to pay a greater price.
但是我们要知道啊，圣殿的建成终究那是神施恩收的一个工作。
But we know that the rebuilding of the temple, for it to be accomplished, it is still by the Spirit, by the hand, by the work of God.
人再有劳苦，实在是算不得什么。
No matter how much man labor, it is nothing.
所以这个时候是应当看不见人的时候。
And so during this time, it ought to be the time where man cannot be seen.
世上是越发成功，越发突出那个人。
In this world, the more successful the matter is, the more that man is outstanding.
在教会里头，越发看见了一个工作的成功。不是突出人，是突出了那一位谁。
But in the church, when we see that the work is prospering, it is not for the man to be outstanding, but it is for God to be shown.
那实在是我们今天应该做的一件事。
And so indeed, that is something we ought to do today.
教会最怕的就是人出来了。
What is fearful for the church is that man would stand forth.
尤其是在一种好像是成功的时候，兴旺的时候，这个人是最好还是越隐藏越好。
Especially during times where it seems to be more prosperous, more prospering, that man should be hidden during those times, even more so.
让神得荣耀。
It is to be shown the glory of God.
让神单独的来得这个荣耀。
To let God alone receive all the glory.
让大家把荣耀都归给这一位至高的神。
Let us all give all the glory back to God the highest.
再属灵的人。
Even a more spiritual man.
再劳苦的人。
Even more one who labors the most.
看来再贡献再大的人。
Even the one who gave the most.
没有一个人配。来得这个荣耀。
There is no one worthy to receive such glory.
这是我们应该牢牢记住。
This is something we have to keep and remember.
那若是什么时候我们忘掉了，我们想得分一点荣耀在我们身上，那是我们最大的失败。
It is whenever we forget and we want to share in some of the glory. That is when we're most weak and fail.
他必兴旺。
He must increase.
我必衰。
And we must decrease.
永远是让主被高举。
It is still the Lord who alone is exalted.
凡事上让神来得荣耀。
That in all things we must give the glory to God.
人啊是很脆弱的，无法。
Now man is very weak, very fragile.
连我自己包括在内。
And that includes myself.
就是喜欢高举个人。
We love to exalt ourselves.
实际呢，这不过就是一个生命幼稚的表现。
The fact is, when that happens, it only manifests how immature we are.
这不见得就是一个很爱神的工人，不见得是这么一回事。
We will not see ourselves as a worker of God who really truly loves God.
所以真正在那里
好像靠近人的就是那些在基督里为婴孩的教会。
And so those who exalt men are the churches who are in Christ as babes.
所以我们一定要引导弟兄姊妹，让他们懂得怎么样的隐藏在基督里边。
So we must lead brothers and sisters to teach them well how they ought to hide themselves in Christ.
这是一件事情。
That's one matter.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
你就是注意又照以色列支派的数目，献公山羊十二只，为以色列众人做赎罪祭。
That they offered according to the number of the tribes of Israel.
好，回来的只是犹大和便雅悯。
Now the ones who returned from the captivity, as recorded, was Judah and Benjamin.
但是归回以后的这两个支派。
But these two tribes that returned from the captivity
和被掳一千的那个情况，南北国不一样了。
Now the situation is completely different from previous when there was the northern and southern kingdom.
被掳一千是南北国。
Before they were in exile, it was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
有一定的隔膜。
And so there is some barrier there.
甚至有一定的仇恨。
Even to a point, there is hatred.
但是被掳以后
But after they were captured,
尽管归回来的是两个支派
Even now when they returned, there was only two tribes.
但是叫他们想到的以色列的十二个支派
But they recall Israel of 12 tribes.
这个归回是一个苦难啊
And so for this return, it is indeed hardship.
但是苦难的确也给他们带来了益处
But this hardship was to their good.
就好像是今天苦难给我们带来益处同样的是一个道理。
Likewise, today when we endure hardship, it is also for our good.
苦难让他们加强了神约下百姓的这个群体性。
The hardship that they endure, they recall the testimony of one of God to them as the God's people.
在神约下的不是犹大和便雅悯两个支派。
And so under the covenant of God, his oath is not only for two tribes, Benjamin and Judah.
这个时候他们就非常深刻地体会到那是整个的以色列民族十六个支派。
And so at this time they recall that this oath was between Israel of 12 tribes.
这些人有的没有回来啊。
And so some may not have returned.
甚至不知道他们在天下什么地方都不知道。
We don't know where they are. They may be scattered throughout the land.
不管他在什么地方但他却是神约下的百姓。
But regardless of where they are the people under God's covenant.
他是属于这个以色列的群体。
They belong to this nation of Israel.
这个圣洁的国度，祭司的国度，这是群体的一个分子，他们也是。
And so this holy nation, this royal priesthood, they are a part of that group.
他们不是忘记，乃是想起。
They did not forget, but they recalled.
所以他们就按照以色列的十二个支派来赎罪。
So according to the number of Israel, they offered a sin offering.
赎罪祭是因为他们感觉到有罪。
Now the sin offering was because they felt they had sin.
因为他们被掳就是因为罪而被掳。
For they were in exile because of their sin.
他们养生的殿荒凉而住在自己的天货板里头。这不是罪吗?
They allow for the house of God to be desolate, yet they live under houses themselves. That was a sin.
那么旧约就是做献赎罪祭。
And so in the Old Testament, they offer sin offerings for sin.
其实以色列其他的那十个支派，他们根本没有回来啊。
And so at this time, indeed, the other 10 tribes, they did not return.
他们不一定是住在自己的天伙伴的屋里头，让身体家荒凉。他们不一定是这个情况啊。
It may not be under the same situation for the other 10 tribes that they left the house of God desolate, yet they live under houses themselves.
而是在这里就是强调了这个群体性。
But here it emphasizes the matter of unity.
用我们今天的话来说。
And so in today's words,
就是一个饼，一个身体。
It is one bread, one body.
大家坐在这里
We're all seated here.
我们不能忘记在整个的世界有我们的弟兄和我们的姊妹
We cannot forget that throughout the world there are brothers and sisters.
那是我们的弟兄
They are our brethren.
那是我们的姊妹
They are our brothers and sisters.
他不是与我们无干
It is not that they have nothing to do with us.
他是我们和 一个家的人，我们都是神家里的人。
But we are all members of the household of God.
这个群体的观念一定要有。
And so this concept of one of unity, we must have this.
不是说我们只知道就是一个美国的教会了。
It is not that we are only the church in the U.S.
充其量我们在知道大陆的教会了。
And that I only am mindful of the church in China.
甚至于大陆的教会，大陆的教会和我有什么关系呀？
Let us not be a point where we say the church in China. What does that have to do with me?
他们不该就是受苦吗？为他们祷告吧。
They are only suffering, so all I can do for them is just to pray for them.
那么大家你能够意识到吧？那是我们的弟兄啊，那是我们的。
But brothers and sisters, remember they are brothers and they are sisters.
这是神喜欢的一件事情。
And that is something that is pleasing to God.
就是连我们在大陆，我们也不是光顾我们那一个地方。
Even for us in China, we are not only mindful for the local place.
我们就想到在边疆，有我们的弟兄或姊妹。
We remember the brothers near the borders of China.
但是有时候从边疆来的人，我们就问他们那边的情况，我们一定要问，因为那是我们的弟兄，我们的姊妹。
And so when other brothers and sisters visit us from outside, we ask them how they are doing because they are our brothers and sisters.
我们没有见过他们。
That we do not reject them.
他们有时候就会跟我们讲那边弟兄姊妹的信仰光景、灵性光景，甚至于包括着一些生活的情况。
And so, even though we have not seen them before, we still ask how they're doing, how their testimony is, how their living is.
我们不是要打听一些消息来满足我们的欲望。
It is not just
that, 我知道什么。
And it's not just so that we can report some news to us, so that satisfies our desire, our need to know knowledge, to have more news about them.
我们是要知道我们的弟兄在哪里，到底是怎么样了。
But it's our desire to know how our brothers and sisters are doing elsewhere.
我们的姊妹在哪里，到底是怎么样了。
It is how our sisters are doing elsewhere.
前一段时间，有人上来，我就问他们。
Not long ago, someone came visit me, and I asked him.
我说你们那边的情况怎么样啊
？I asked him, "How are you doing over there?"
当然，他给我讲了一些信仰方面的情况，像东方闪电啊，搅扰的很厉害啊，一些情况啊。
And so he spoke to me some situations, how they were doing, how there was a lot of disturbance from the Eastern Lightning.
他就提到一些弟兄受的是冤。受到了冤枉。
And so he mentioned to me how some of the brothers were falsely accused.
有的时候，东方闪电政府要捉他们。
And so sometimes when the government wants to arrest the lightning from the east.
捉进去以后，他们就乱讲。
And so when they were arrested, they would just falsely say whatever they want.
什么地方还有你们东方闪电啊？
And they would say, oh, this certain place, they also have members of from the lightning from the east.
他会说，在某某地方，那也是我们东方闪电的人。
And they also would point to other places where they also would gather.
那么结果呢？那个地方，这个弟兄不是东方闪电。
And as a result, the brethren that was there are not from the lightning from the east.
这个东方闪电是到这个弟兄家里去过的。
But these people have visited brethren's homes before.
后来还被这个弟兄撵走了。
And so later, because of they told a false report, they were the brothers and sisters were arrested.
但是呢，这个弟兄有一个没有留意的事情，就是东方闪电给他一本书。
And so, but this brother that was arrested, he was careless. He forgot that they once gave him this book.
东方闪电说你不信不要紧，那你看看，很好啊，你看看，给他一本书。
So they said to him, "It's okay if you don't believe in us, but this is a very good book for you to read. Take it and look at it."
那这个弟兄又不当心，把它藏在沙发底下。
And so this brother was careless. He kept the book. He hid it under the sofa.
那么最后，那么公安局的人就到他家去搜查，说你是东方闪电的人吗
？And so later, the police went to his house to search, and they found, they asked, "Are you from Lightning from the East?"
最后从沙发底下把这本书搜查出来。
And later, they found this book under the sofa.
他说：“你看，你怎么不是东方闪电的人呢
？”And so they accused him. You say, "Look, I have this book. You're from the Lightning from the East."
你不是东方闪电的人，为什么家里有这个书呢
？If you're not with them, how would you have this book in your house?
他说：“这东方闪电给我的，而我不是东方闪电的人。
”He said, "This was given to me from them. I'm not a part of them."
那么，什么就是说，东方闪电说你是他们的人吗
？But then they told us that you are part of them.
认证物证。
And so now I have the evidence from the witness and from the evidence I found.
接着就把这个弟兄捉进去。
And so they arrested this brother.
弟兄姊妹判了两年劳动教养。
Brothers and sisters, he was imprisoned 2 years for the labor camp.
你还这种事吗？
You see these kind of things.
但是就是一种情况。
And so there is these kind of situations.
而这种情况有两个弟兄同样的遭遇。
And these situations were encountered by two brothers.
那当然，我们相信 在神那里一定有他的最好的美意。
But of course, we also realize under that is the sovereignty of God. He has His good will.
我们也知道主的话，深渊在我，我必报应。
We know that the word says that He is the one who will take vengeance. He shall repay.
这是毫无问题的。
And there's no issue with that.
但是我们知道那是我们的弟兄的遭遇啊。
But even though we know that is what happened to our brethren, we should know these things. And so I also asked others how they're doing some, certain places. And so sometimes they don't like to tell me. And so I asked them, is it because there's some difficulty?
我们的弟兄，我们的姊妹，是不是有困难？你讲。
Is it that their brothers and sisters are in hardship? You tell me.
最后他才说，那边的旱灾很厉害。
And then as a result, he finally told me because there is great famine there.
这个旱灾呢，有一百年没有这么大的旱灾。
Now the famine there was not as severe even in the previous 100 years.
一年来没有下什么雨。
There was no rain for a whole year.
庄稼没有办法收成。
There was no harvest.
他们那一个树上的果子，统统都几十万斤的都落下来了。
And all the fruits from the trees fell.
甚至于他们吃水都很困难。
And it was even hard for them to have water.
因为那个水库的水位下降了17米。
Because the water reservoir was down so much, it lost 17 meters.
有的都干了。
And so, even some reservoirs were dried up.
所以吃水要花钱去买水。
And so they must spend money to buy drinking water.
这个地方是山区。
And this was a mountainous area.
这个山区你就想不到那个行路的困难。
And so it's very difficult just to get around.
那么他们就要用车去拿这个水。
And so they must use the vehicles to buy this water.
这一车水人民币5块钱。
And so just for the water is 5 RMB.
但是你要雇一个车把这些水拉回来要40块钱。
But you have to rent a vehicle to take the water back, so it is 40 RMBs for that.
没有收成，钱从哪里来？所以有很多传道人弟兄姊妹现在极其困难当中。
And so without the harvest, how do you have the funds to hire the vehicle to get the water? So many servants of God now is in much suffering.
他说我说了，但我不是希望上海教会给我们什么。
And so this brother tells me, I've told you this, but it's not that I desire for any help from the brethren in Shanghai.
哎呀，若是这个弟兄不讲，我从来不会想到我的弟兄、我的姊妹是在哪种情况之下。
Now, if this brother had not told me, I would have never thought that my brothers and sisters are in such a situation there.
所以后来感谢主啊，为他们预备了。
And so later we thank the Lord, He has a preparation for them.
第一批我们就送下去了。
And so we sent them an offering.
现在在上海已经预备了第二批。
And so now in Shanghai, the second offering is prepared.
那么等到我回去以后，很可能就很快地来解决这第二批给他们送下去。
And so after I return, it is very quickly, very possible at that time, we'll prepare to send them our second offering.
所以我给大家讲，是叫大家有这种全体观念，让我们知道我们一些弟兄、我们一些姊妹他们的遭遇，应该是同样相关。
And so I share this with brothers and sisters, so we must have realized this concept of a corporate body that we must love one another with our members.
他们主已经为他们预备了。
The Lord has already prepared for them.
所以我今天在这里讲，这是讲一个事情的发生，而不带着任何其他的目的。
And so as I share with you today, I'm only sharing with you something that took place with no other intention or purpose.
啊，你说我们的弟兄姊妹那么困难，我乐意帮忙。我说已经预备了。
And so if you have this deal and desire, you say, oh, my brothers and sisters are in such a need, I want to help. No, the Lord has already prepared.
那我想你会理解我的意思是什么。
And so I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
所以这个群体观念非常的重要。
But I'm letting you know that this concept of a corporate body is extremely important.
每天早晨起来，我跟杨师母都一起祷告。
Each morning when I get up, I would pray with my wife.
为什么祷告啊？
What do we pray for?
就是为整个世界的弟兄姊妹祷告。
It is to pray for all the brothers and sisters throughout the world.
在世界每一个地方有我们的弟兄，有我们的姊妹。
There are brothers and sisters throughout every corner of this world.
按照我所能够提到的，我都提名祷告。
All that I'm able to mention, I will remember them by name in prayer.
像美国的教会。
For the churches in US.
我会为 这里的教会祷告。
I will pray for the church here.
我会我女儿那边的教会祷告。
I will pray for the church where my daughter lives.
我会为刘志兴弟兄那边的教会祷告。
I will pray for brothers and sisters that I know.
我会为林三刚弟兄那边的教会祷告。
And there are many other brothers and sisters that I know in the U.S.
我会为彭同兵弟兄那边的教会祷告。
I will pray for Brother Peng that I know.
还有一位徐弟兄，去年一位姊妹。专来说让我有时间去看望他们我们有见过我也为他们祷告
I will also pray for another brother I met through a sister last time
因为这是我们的弟兄我们的姊妹不能忘记他们
Because they are our brothers and our sisters we cannot forget them
当然我也会为其他国家那些我知道的认识的那为他们祷告
Of course we will also pray for brothers and sisters we know from other countries
哎呀有的时候我也会偷懒
But sometimes I become lazy.
我说主啊，求你祝福美国的教会、加拿大的教会、英国的教会、以色列的教会。
And I just pray very casually and say, Lord, remember the churches in the U.S., in Canada, in Israel.
杨师母就提醒我说。
And then my wife will remind me, saying,
你为什么不像以往那样的提名祷告
？How come you don't remember them by name like before？
那么以后我再重新再提名祷告。
And so once again, I have to renew and remember them in prayer by name.
我出来以前
And before I came,
我们家里有姊妹帮助我们或者陪陪杨师母啊
There's a sister helping us out that she would accompany my wife
那早上起来开头是我跟杨师母两个人一起祷告
And so previously when we get up in the morning it is just my wife and I praying
后来呢我就跟他们说你们也参加我们这个祷告我们等一等你们因为他们起来要洗练习啊完了以后我说不要先吃早饭先预备早饭到这个房间里头我们一起祷告
And so we told her we'll wait for you when you get up because you have to get ready but don't make breakfast yet and let's pray first in this room before we eat
那么后来他们就给我们一起为整个神的教会祷告
and so later we pray together for all the church of God
那我要到这边来了
and so now I'm coming here
我就给些小姊妹一个一个地告诉他们
and so I told the sisters one by one
我走了以后这个为整个神家的祷告你们分开来负担
and so I told these sisters that when I leaveHere's the list that you each individually pray on this list in prayer for the church.
我说这样做是叫我们知道我们有些弟兄一些姊妹从来没有见过面的却是我们一家的人。
When we do so, even though they're brothers and sisters we have never seen before, yet we're members of one household.
那是我们的肢体。
They are our members of our one body.
那我们应该为他们祷告。
So we have to pray for them.
说我就说小姊妹，你负责为国内教会祷告。
And so I would say to a certain sister, you would pray for the churches in China.
我说你负责为哪一个国家的教会祷告。
And then I would say to another sister, you would pray for the churches in a certain country.
我说你们祷告不是爷爷，他们都喊我爷爷啊，不是爷爷叫你们祷告。
And so they call me grandfather because, but when I told them that when you pray, you do not pray because your grandfather told you to do so.
你在神的面前看见这是我们应该有的一个使命吧，为他们祷告。
But you must see before God, this is a commission before God that you ought to remember them in prayer.
所以在我离开中国以前的一两天，我就不祷告，他们在祷告。
And so for a day or two before I left China, I did not pray. They prayed.
所以我离开了上海，他们仍然天天为神的家在那里祷告。
And so even now I left Shanghai, but yet they're still daily praying there for the house of God.
我们觉得我们实在需要。
Indeed, that's something we need.
在解放以前
，Now before there was liberation.
那我想我们有的人很多知道，那么别的地方我不知道啊，像在上海。那些派别那些 宗派都是很多
Now I don't know about in other places but in Shanghai before the liberation there are many sects many different denominations in Shanghai
什么圣公会啊长老会啊圣仪会啊真神会啊很多很多
And so there are many many denominations the Baptists the Lutherans the Presbyterians many many denominations
当然还有弟兄会啊也包括在内
Of course there is the brethren movement the brethren there are many many denominations
你看啊那些在这些教会里边那些真正重生得救的人实际是一家人
But you see that indeed all those who are truly saved regardless are one household
那时候我年纪还很轻啊
At that time I was still very young
但是我就有一个觉得
But I had this thought
不是一家人
It is not of one household
甚至是仇人
Maybe even the enemy
我就不懂为什么会这样
I did not know why
我有时候我就每一个地方都去看一看，我说究竟是怎么回事呢？
And so I would go into these different places to take a look and see what's going on.
当然，我还不像今天懂得一个身体一个病一个身体这一个真理，但至少我觉得我们都是神主的，是一家人，为什么看不出这个一家人的样子来？
At that time, I did not know about one bread, one body. It's just that I thought we should be one household. How come we do not have the one form of a household?
我都去过这些地方。
And so I visited all these places.
神圣会啊，长老会啊，圣仪会啊，圣公会啊，包括这聚会处的弟兄会，我都去过。
And so I visited all these brethren from the Baptist, the Lutheran, the Methodist, all these other movements, even the gatherings, the fellowship places.
我就很少听到那个讲台上的讲员提到我们还是弟兄在哪里，他们在哪里聚会，很少听到。
And so I seldom heard from the preaching on the pulpit that there are certain brothers and sisters that are gathering elsewhere.
但是解放以后呢，这个解放以后的患难的确是让大家把这些哥们都拿掉了。
But after the liberation, indeed, God Himself did the work. He took out all these barriers.
那我说拿掉的是在一个身体里头的啊，身体以外的谈不到还是。
Now, still, when I said that God removed the barrier to this after the liberation, I'm speaking within the body. Anything outside, I'm not referring to.
那个一家人的感受啊，就真正的叫我们里头能够感觉到我们是真的是一家人。
And also, this feeling of oneness that we're in one household indeed causes us to know that we're of one family.
所以大家都为这件事情非常的感恩。
And so we're all thankful because of that.
苦难给我们撤掉了中间的一些不必要的隔膜。
That hardship took away any barrier, any enmity that is not needed amongst us.
苦难好像是把我们一些渣子给我们练出了一大部分吧。
And so the hardship was able to filter us and take away all the coarse things, and so it tried us.
那么让我们真正能够活在这一个身体里头的这一个的喜乐或见证吧。
And so indeed we're able to live in one body with joy in this testimony.
但是呢，对身体以外的，也是气息作用，但那不能够看成是一个肢体的关系。
And so it also has a function for things outside the body, but we cannot say that it has there the members of the body though.
我在农场里头有两个天主教徒给我非常的要好。
I know that in the labor camps, in the farms, that I had two friends that are Catholics that they were very well to me.
我没办法确定他们是重生得救的人。
Now I cannot confirm there are those who are saved, reborn.
但是呢，我们之间的友谊，朋友，作为一个朋友还是很好的。
But as friends, our friendship was very good.
他们也实在也帮我一些忙。
Indeed, they have helped me much.
我圣经被抄掉了。
Now they confiscated my Bible.
他们回家的时候，我会就请他们给我带来。
And so when they went home, I asked them to take one for me.
我请他们带来，他们会交给我。
And so when I entreated them to take one for me, they would give one to me.
我说请别人带的话啦。
But if I ask anyone else to take one,
他们也会给我带。
They will still bring me one.
他们带来以后交给队部。
But they'll bring me one, but they give it to the unit leader.
有功啊。
And so then they have a reward, a merit for turning me in.
是他们的确。帮我很大的忙。
And so these two friends, they indeed helped me greatly.
有些忙我也不接受他们帮。
And so sometimes I would not ask them for other certain help.
因为他那个教导实在是不是我们基督徒不是应该那样做的。
Because there are some things in their teaching that is something that is contrary to a Christian teaching.
他们的难处比我少。
And so they don't give me much hardship.
这个原因那就是他们很诱人的聪明。
They also give me hardship because they are very wise, man's wisdom.
你好，有的时候啊，我有一段时间非常的难处很大。
Now there's a time of hardship for me.
我不知道，我要讲自己的事了吗？我不讲了。
Now I have to speak on my own things again. Maybe I should stop.
所以这个苦难的确是让我们能够去掉一些隔膜。
But indeed, hardships that we encounter indeed can remove barriers for us.
不过呢，我们就是说苦难会带来一些益处。
So we say that hardship indeed will bring us some good.
真正的苦难，用新约来看，那是基督的患难。
And so when we look at it in the New Testament term, these hardships are the suffering or tribulations of Christ.
基督的患难是我们每一个基督徒都要受的。
And now, so these sufferings of Christ are something all Christians must go through.
基督的患难。
The tribulation of Christ.
不是大陆的患难。
It is not affliction in China.
若是说大陆的患难，那只有在大陆来受这个患难。
Now if we say it's only tribulation in China, then only those in China are responsible to bear those.
那是若是说是基督的患难。
But if they are the sufferings of Christ,
只要我们是和基督联合，在基督里的人，我们都有份有这个患难。
As long as you are united with Christ, that we are in Christ, we have a part, we partake in these sufferings.
那就不分什么美国、大陆，全不分。
There is no distinction between U.S. China, no distinction at all.
圣经里都说，我们若是与基督一同受苦。
And so the scriptures tell us that when we suffer with Christ,
we shall
also be glorified with him. Now, this suffering with him is not to exchange glory in our suffering with
him.
Now, glory is a nature of grace, it's something that God gives to us. And so grace is not something we can earn in exchange for. And so nothing we can do to earn, to merit grace. Because grace is freely given to us by God. And so how can we understand this fact when it tells us that if we suffer with Christ, we will be glorified with him? Then we recall these words in 1 Peter chapter
1.
Because Christ himself was suffered first before he was glorified. And so this suffering becomes a way. This suffering is a way into glory. It is not that we would merit or earn it. But it's a way that we must go on. And this is the way of the cross. And this is a way that we deny ourselves. Sometimes when we mention about suffering, we only think of those who are in prison or that they were hunger. But the sufferings of Christ are not limited to those things. The sufferings of Christ is because we have been united with Christ, and it is the hardships that we have for his sake. And so if we're united with him, we're able to manifest him, to able to live out him, then we will encounter hardship. And so these sufferings we're referring to is not just sufferings in this world. But these sufferings are for the sake of Christ. This is some sufferings that all Christians ought to have experienced. Because we're all on this way, and one day we'll enter into glory. And so in these sufferings, I recall the sufferings which Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
固然是有肉身方面的,
yes, there are physical sufferings.
有外在的,
and there are from external.
但是还有些内在的,
but there are so many of these sufferings from within.
加弟兄的危险,
and there is the threat of the false brethren.
那不仅是外在的，也是内在的。
And so it's not only without, but also within.
又是软弱，我不软弱呢。
Who is weak and I'm not weak.
又是跌倒，我不焦急呢。
Who fall and I burn not.
这种心灵上的痛苦。
And so this is the suffering, the hardship from within.
为着不效法这个世界今天我们而有的那些难处。
And so these are the sufferings we have because we do not conform ourselves to this world.
我们不能和世人一样而有的那些损失。
And so we cannot conform ourselves to this world, so we may have a loss.
甚至那些大疾,
or that we may even take a great loss.
我们为着顺服神而接受的那些我们不乐意接受的而有的一些患难。
And so there may be sufferings that we forsake and are willing to receive from God, or things that we're not willing to receive, we have suffering.
那么弟兄姊妹，若是我们这样去想这个基督的患难，我们就会发觉到那不是一个地球的问题了。
And so brothers and sisters, when we think of this concept of the suffering of Christ, it is not something that's regional.
那是看我们和基督联合到什么程度。
But this is a matter of how is our union with Christ.
那是看我们对于基督跟随到什么程度。
It depends on how far we have followed with Christ.
那是看我们愿意不愿意让基督在我们身上彰显到什么程度。
It depends how much we're willing to magnify Christ Christ in us.
所以弟兄姊妹在我们身边就是这么一条实际的路。
And so brothers and sisters, this is a reality practically this way placed before us.
青年的弟兄姊妹可能对这一方面很难理解吧。
For younger brothers and sisters, maybe it's hard for us to understand.
你是哪来的患难啊？
What suffering are you talking about?
爸爸妈妈那么爱我。
My parents love me so much.
学校里那么好。
I have such a good school.
这个社会又这么自由。
It is such a free society I live in.
可以到处旅游。
I can go travel everywhere.
我不觉得有什么患难。
I don't feel there's any suffering at all.
或者你现在不觉得。
Maybe you don't feel it now.
若是你若跟随主走这一条道路。
But if you're willing to follow the Lord on this way.
你会发觉到要有基督的患难。
You will discover there is the sufferings of Christ.
甚至就发生在家庭里头。
It may even happen in the family.
就在学校里头。
Maybe in your school.
并不是很遥远的。
Now it is not very distant, far from us.
若是一种工作就发生在工作里头。
If we are working, it will happen in the workplace.
所以这个基督的患难是我们每一个人都会经历到。
So these sufferings of Christ is something that we will all experience.
问题就是我们怎么对待这个患难。
But the issue is how do we deal and handle these sufferings?
有的人就逃避过去。
Some might try to escape from them.
有的人虽然是没办法逃避，落在患难当中。
Some may not be able to escape because they are just bound.In the hardship, but they're grieving,
不快乐
they're not joyful,
没有什么样的平安
there is no peace or rest,
而不是用着那个患难来接受主啊，你要在这个患难当中给我的益处是什么？
They do not receive the goodness that the Lord has prepared for them in this suffering.
人是很喜欢听患难。
Man really love to hear about the sufferings.
若是说今天有个人在这里给你做见证，他怎么样的作奸，怎么样的作奸，在家里多么样的劳苦，我想弟兄姊妹没有一个打盹的。
Now I think brothers and sisters so interested in hearing about testimony for someone who suffered for the Lord, who was in prison. Now I think when we hear those, we will not slumber.
而且做见证的呢，也喜欢就是讲那些这个那个那个那个。
And so those who give the testimony also love to speak on them, this and this and that and that.
那么究竟我在患难当中的态度怎么样呢？
But in fact is, what is our attitude toward those sufferings?
很多人就避而不谈。
Many escape and try to not talk about those.
我们必须经历患难。
We must experience suffering.
圣经上也告诉我们说，这个将来要显于我们的荣耀啊。比起我们今天的患难就不足见矣了。
Now the scriptures tell us that the glory which we have is far exceeding weight of glory that surpasses the affliction that's temporal.
不足见矣是说没有办法比。
And so,
不能比。
Is something that we cannot escape.
那么我们为着将来的荣耀，我们实在乐意跟随主走这一条十字架的道路。
And so for the glory which lies ahead for us, we must be willing to follow the Lord on this way of the cross.
我们在患难当中就会喜乐。
In affliction, then we're able to be joyful.
因为他最终把我们引到荣耀里头去。
Because at the end, it will lead us into glory.
所以若是我们看重神那方面的东西。他的荣耀。
And so when we're mindful of God's things, His glory.
我们不是说患难就是个舒服事情，至少我们对这个患难也就不是看的那么样的，好像不得了的困难。
Now I'm not saying suffering is something very comfortable for us, but at least when we have this understanding, we know that suffering is not something that's too great for us to bear.
困难的确是给当时的被掳归回的这些犹太人。
The sufferings for those who returned from captivity at that time, indeed, it brought them goodness.
所以他们为着按照以色列的十二个支派来献赎罪祭。
And so, according to the number of Israel, they offered the sin offering.
我们这是要感谢赞美主。
Indeed, we have to praise and thank the Lord.
那么接着我们就看他们要守逾越节。
Now we read on, we see that they will keep the Passover.
逾越节就是纪念神的救赎。
Now the Passover is to remember the salvation of God.
这些节啊，你注意啊，都是些欢乐的节啊。后边你说欢乐欢乐，神叫他们欢乐，归回当然是欢乐了。
And so the feasts all they kept, you notice, are feasts of joy where they rejoice. Of course they have to rejoice because God brought them back from the captivity.
没有一个在当时来说是没有人不喜乐，就是连我们今天来说，有的时候我们陷到一种 好像被掳失落的低潮那个灵性的光景一旦释放出来我们仍然是喜乐的
And so for them, of course, everyone was joyful But likewise for us today when we're in some downcast when we seem bound from captivity when we're delivered from that we're also experience the same joy
哎，我们当然会欢喜快乐感恩赞美主那十字架的救恩又把我从低潮当中救赎出来
Of course, we'll rejoice and give praises and thanksgiving to God with joy because the salvation of the cross once delivered me from the enemy.
那有时候我们会有意无意，也的确是像一种被掳的情况。
And sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, we are also in that same situation of being like in captivity.
实际被掳的归回仍然是救赎。
And so, indeed, when we return from captivity, it is still a sort of salvation, a deliverance.
若不是神来拯救他们，他们怎么能够回来呢
？If it was not God who delivered them, saved them, how can they return?
救赎就离不开。
And so salvation cannot depart away from the cross. In the Old Testament, it cannot depart away from remembering the Passover.
好，我们看他们纪念逾越节，守这个逾越节呢，有几件事情。
And so as they remember the Passover, there are a few things which they kept.
第二十节
，verse 20。
原来祭司和利未人一同自洁。
For the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure. They purified themselves.
这个自洁在当时来说啊，在当时来说就是那个律法所讲的，要什么饮水洗身啊，那一方面的一些礼仪方面的东西。
And so this purification was something by the law that they have to wash themselves with water, something they kept as a ritual.
那么就根据律法的要求，他们就做这些外在的。行为他们还是要做的。
And so, according to the requirement of the law, these are external actions which they still have to keep.
那这个对我们今天一点没什么关系了。
That has nothing to do with us today.
但是他们为什么会这样做
？But why is it that they have to do this?
谁叫他们这样做
？Who told them to do this?
我是耶和华。
I am the Lord God.
我是圣洁的。
I am holy.
你们要圣洁。
You must be holy.
我是耶和华。
I am the Lord God.
你们要圣洁。
You must be holy.
这就是让他们要做的原因。
That is something. That is the reason why they must purify themselves.
我们今天固然不能和他们一样的自洁。
Today, of course, we do not purify ourselves in the same way they did.
但是神这个要求不会因着到了新约而更加薄弱了。
But this requirement of God, not just because we're in the New Testament, that is even weaker now.
你们要圣洁。
You must be holy.
因为我耶和华圣洁。
Because I, the Lord God, am holy.
这个圣洁的属性在神那里是永远不会改变。
Now this nature of holiness with God never changes.
这个圣洁的属性不容侵犯，在神那里是永远不会改变的。
Now this matter of holiness before God in the Godhead will never change.
这就是我们读经要看出的那一个对我们应该有的一个联系和关系。
When we read the Bible, this is the relationship we must see that has to do with us.
所以到了新约就非常强调。基督徒的成圣的生活，或者就是敬虔度日吧。
And so, in the New Testament, it is really focused on the life of sanctification, on how we live a godly life.
我想大家都能够讲出来，在书信里头有很多书信，前头就是讲到一些真理方面，后头就是讲到一些生活方面。
And so, I know that we're very familiar with that. It talks about our life and our living.
有的书信就是那么很清楚的啊。
And so some epistles, they're very clear.
有的就是交织着，就是交叉在里头的。
All the messages in those epistles may not only talk about the life and the living, but they entwined with each other.
没有一封书信不提到基督徒应该敬虔，应该圣洁。
There is not one epistle that does not mention the fact that Christians are to be godly and live godly lives.
所以没有因着我们到了新约下，我们就可以对这个圣洁马马虎虎吧。
And so when we're in the New Testament, it's not now we can live casually. No.
反而更加强调。
But even more so, it puts more weight and emphasis on it.
对于那些问题很多的哥林多教会要讲圣洁。
To the churches in Corinth where they have so many problems, it talks about holiness.
对那个信仰上有点动摇的加拉太教会要讲圣洁。
To the church in Galatia where they were shifting in their faith, there is still holiness.
对于马其顿两个最好的教会，腓立比教会还有一个帖撒罗尼迦教会要讲圣洁。
To the churches in Macedonia and Philippi and Thessalonica, it is still about holiness.
我们有一句我们最喜欢听的话，就是我们在这个万 曲悖扭的时代当中，要做神无瑕疵的儿女。
There are these words that we love to hear, that in this crooked and perverse generation, we must be children of God without blemish.
那正是对着一个比较好的教会，腓立比教会说的。
And so that's spoken to somewhat a better church, to the church of Philippi.
你们要成为圣洁。
You must be holy, staying away from fornication.
那正是对着一个成长速度很快的帖撒罗尼迦教会说的。
Now that's spoken to the church that grew very fast in Thessalonica.
灵性不管高低，生命不管丰盛与不丰盛。
And so, regardless of the maturity of the church, whether they're prospering or not,
不管我信主多年。
No long, no, it does not depend on how long we have believed in the Lord.
只要我是一个在基督里的。新造的人
as long as I'm a new creation in Christ,
那么这个圣洁对我就有要求
then this matter of holiness is a requirement for me.
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
这个圣洁的真正的目的还是要在我们这些属基督的人身上被达到
The fruit of this holiness will still be done upon us at the end.
圣洁有两个方面是分不开的从新约来看
In the New Testament, there are two aspects of holiness that cannot be separated.
一个就是生命
One is life.
就是我来了，叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And the aspect of life is I've come to give you life and life abundant.
因为圣洁不是假装。
Because holiness is not something we can put on a facade.
它不是装出来。
It is not something we can act out.
装成圣洁。
That we can pretend to be holy.
圣洁呢是内在圣洁的一个洁净的生命。反映在生活上。
And so this holiness is something within that is within us that is able to be reflected out.
所以有生命分不开。
And so it cannot separate itself from life.
一个不重生的人，你没办法给他讲圣洁。
One who is not sanctified, you cannot speak of holiness with him.
圣洁离不开圣灵。
Holiness cannot depart away from life. I think there's a verse we love to read in Romans chapter
8.
When you read Romans chapter 8, you can see how much position this matter of life has. It mentions so much about life. It mentions about the Spirit because we must walk by the Spirit. Because in the Spirit, it causes us to be of Christ. And it speaks of the guarantee of our risen life. That he acknowledges, he confirms that we are indeed children of God. And so by the Spirit, we'll put to death the members of sin. And so we are the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit will help us of our weaknesses. He will pray for us. And so holiness, growth, and sanctification, nothing can depart away from the Spirit. And so it's really funny that those who emphasize on the Holy Spirit, they ought to speak of that truth.
加拉太书到了第五章，那讲的不能再清楚了，圣灵和我们这个圣洁的那种关系。
And so in Galatians chapter 5, it is so clear about this matter of the Spirit and our holiness.
昨天我们提到这个因信称义。
Yesterday we mentioned about justification by faith.
因信称义就是我们圣洁的一个开头，也是一个基础。
And justification by faith is our beginning, it is also our foundation.
因信称义给我们带来生命。
Justification by faith brings us life.
这是罗马书第五章告诉我们的。
Romans chapter 5 tells us that.
因信称义，我们同时受圣灵。
It tells us that we are justified by faith, we also receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，这是加拉太书昨天我们看的那第三章告诉我们。
And that's told to us in Galatians chapter 3 from yesterday.
圣灵对我们的关系。
And so the relationship we have with the Holy Spirit is very important. And so there's a way for us upon sanctification.
我记得可能上一次我给大家略微地提了一下子，这个称圣就是靠圣灵。
I think I somewhat mentioned with brothers and sisters last time that sanctification is by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们靠圣灵，随从圣灵就不放纵肉体的情欲。
And so because we walk by the Spirit, that we would not walk according to the flesh.
不放纵就是能够把它克制住。
And so when we're able to not walk by the flesh, it's because we put it under control.
让它不要再借助我们这个身体把它再表现出来。
And so no longer it could manifest itself through our body.
表现出来这就是肢体的恶行。
And because once it is manifested, it is the wickedness of the members of the body.
这是要把它致死的。
And so it is something we have to put to death.
这么个致死法。
How do we put it to death?
右眼角的犯罪挖掉。
And so, if we sin with our eyes, we gouge our eyes out.
右手脚的犯罪挖掉。
If your right arm causes you to sin, cut it off.
不是这个意思。
No, that is not what it means.
乃是靠着圣灵来克制住这个肉体的情欲。
But it is through the working of the Holy Spirit that we put the working of the flesh of these desires under control.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
Because
圣灵和情欲是相争的。
Because the scripture tells us that it's very clear that it's a war, that they contend with one another, the spirit and the flesh.
是背词为敌的。
That they are enemies with one another.
这两个是不能够。
These two things have no harmony. These two things are striving against one another. But we thank God. Each time when we fight against the flesh, we will have victory. The spirit will overcome. Not one time the flesh will overcome. And this is the power of the Holy Spirit. But that is not our experience. As my personal experience, many times I have weaknesses and failures. I don't think this is that the Bible is not trustworthy. But it has to do with the issue of ourselves. Because it says that, as it tells us in the scriptures, we do what we're not willing to do. That means that is we have no freedom.
这两方面在我们里边相争的时候，我们没有争利的自由。
And so when the spirit wars against the flesh, we do not have a right to choose.
好像是与我无干。
We cannot say it has nothing to do with me.
我们必须站，选，拣选。
We must choose, we must have a choice.
我是要站在圣灵这方面呢?
Would I stand on the side of the Holy Spirit?
我是要站在肉体这方面。
Or would I want to stand on the side of the flesh?
我若是站在了圣灵这方面,我顺从他。
If I stand on the side of the Spirit, I follow and walk by the Spirit.
那么我就会看见圣灵帮助我来得胜。
Then I can see that the Holy Spirit will help me to overcome.
若是说,我还是喜欢这方面好，我还有点喜欢，有点快乐。那么我站在肉体这个方面，我当然是要失败的。
But if we stand on the side of the flesh, you say this is still comfortable for me. This is something I enjoy. If we stand on that side, we will fail.
这个道理非常的清楚明确。
Now this reasoning is very simple, very evident.
是需要我们主观地去经历它。
And so this is something subjectively we must experience.
我们去经历它，按照圣经的教导，我们去经历它。
When we experience it according to the teaching of the Bible.
那么这就是叫做活在神的话里。
Then that is what it means that we live in the Word of God.
我们就会有那个好的东西出来荣耀神。
Then we would have the good things show forth to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以回想从我们信主到今天，我们这个路是不是这样的走过来。
Brothers and sisters, we can recall the path we're on since we believe the Lord. Is that our experience?
我们可以想一想，我们为什么会失败。
We can recall why have we failed?
那么为什么会得胜。
Why have we overcome?
哎，我们总是认同地说，得胜嘛是神的恩典。
Of course, we say when we overcome it is by the grace of God.
但这个恩典怎么来到我们的呢？
But then, how is this grace fall upon us?
我们在里边有一个什么的经历呢？
In that experience, what is our experience?
这是需要我们看清的。
This is something we must see clearly on.
这个因为它可以帮助我们今后在这一条今天度日的路上给我们一些帮助。
And so we have a help that is on this way of living a godly life.
若是说我们失败，这为什么会失败啊？
And so when we reflect on the times when we fail, how come we have failed?
那就是圣灵提醒我们，我们没有放在心上。
It is that when the Holy Spirit reminds us, we have not been mindful of that.
我们不觉得那是应该的。
We did not feel that's something that we should have done. We have our own standard. We have our own ideas. We think what we do is right. And it's reasonable. But we forgot one thing.
若是离开了圣灵的引导，那还是不对。
Whatever is right is in our eyes, whatever thing is very right in our eyes, if we depart away from the Holy Spirit, it is still wrong.
这是种叫做自信啊。
And so that is just something we call self-confidence.
有人说我信会成功的。
And so they say, as long as I believe, I will succeed.
其实一种自信或者是盲信。
And so when we say you have self-confidence, you can say that it's just confidence in vain.
那圣灵不仅是在这一方面帮助我们克制住一些不应该的东西。
And so on the one side, the Holy Spirit not only helps us put under control certain things.
他同时还给我们一些更好的工作在里头。
But at the same time, he works a good work within us.
这是后边所讲的那圣灵的一些就方那个果子的就几个方面的表现出来吧。
And that's what's in Galatians chapter 5 about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
从爱一直到节制。
From love to self-control.
那第一个就是爱。
And the first thing is love.
爱最大。
Love is the greatest.
神是爱。
God is love.
说我们这有神生命的人首先是要爱。
And so we who have this life must first love.
圣灵把神的爱厚厚地浇灌在我们心里。
And that God, the Holy Spirit, have shed this love upon abroad our hearts.
我想这些道理大家一定听得很多。
I think you have maybe heard of this many times.
我只是提醒大家一件事。
But I just want to remind everyone one thing.
这个爱。是第一是有很强的道德性。
This love, first of all, must have a very strong sense of morality.
因为这个爱是能叫我们分辨是非，做诚实无垢的人。
Because this love would cause us to be able to walk in purity, that we would have a pure conscience.
分辨是非，这是很强的道德性。
And so that with this sense of morality in this love, we can tell what is right and wrong.
这爱是从清洁的心出来的。
This love comes out of a pure heart.
所以若是我们看见的那个爱。
So when we see that love.
妨碍了伦理或者道德。
And so if that love somehow hinders morality.
那可能是一个爱的表现。
And so maybe it is a manifestation of love.
那就不是生命内在的工作。
But it is not the working of what is our inner man.
这一点我们一定要放在心上。
And so that's something we must remember.
因为这个爱也很会蒙蔽人。
Because this love very easily can deceive us.
我们只知道那是个爱。
We only know that it ought to be love.
我们不觉得那是一个不合适的爱。
Yeah, we do not feel if that love is appropriate or not.
请原谅吧，尤其是在美国这个开放的社会啊。
Now please forgive my sharing, but especially in this free society in the U.S.
这个异性的交往。
Now this relationship between the man and the woman.
一定要清清洁洁。
We must be pure in that relationship.
青年的弟兄姊妹们。
For younger brothers and sisters.
你愿意听我这句话也好。
It's good if you're willing to listen to my reminders.
你不愿意听我这句话也好。
Whether you like to listen to it or not.
你说我这个脑子太老了也好。
You can say that you have an old way of thinking.
但是我请你读一读腓立比书第一章。
But I do ask you to read Philippians chapter 1.
我再不好的话至少你应该听听吧。
Even if I am old-minded in my way of thinking, you should listen to the word of God.
我们来读一读腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章我们看第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节。我送给大家，特别是青年的弟兄姊妹。
I give this verse to brothers and sisters, especially the younger ones.
我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心，在知识或各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无垢的人，直到基督的日子。
And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
我想大家对于我的看法不要紧啊，神的话要放在心上啊。
Now,
对于我看法怎么看都不要紧的啊。
Now it is fine, no matter how you view me, you view me the way I think, but we must put weight and importance in the word of God.
但是请大家再看提摩太前书第一章。
If you would also read 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
哦，请大家注意啊，但命令的终归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心或无愧的良心、无畏的圣心生出来的。
Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned.
这是说它的根源的纯洁。
And so this speaks of the origin of that purity.
哦，所以不管是我们的动机、我们的存身、我们的意念、我们的接触，我们千万不要在这个彼此相爱上成了一个放纵。
And so when we love one another, let us be aware of the origin, everything of that relationship, from the motive to our dealings with one another, everything, that it may be pure.
但是我们的确是有一定的自由，我们彼此的交通，我们彼此的接触。
And so, but we have so much freedom. We can see each other. We can just have a relationship with one another.
却不要成为一个放纵。
But let us not do as we wish.
我们用爱心互相服侍。
But let us serve one another in love.
而要用爱来约束。
Let us be constrained by love.
那么这个爱呢，就是很强的有道德。
And so this love, on the one hand, focuses so much on morality.
青年的弟兄姊妹都是很活泼的。
And so for younger brothers and sisters, we're very active.
会在一起玩，一起唱，一起跳，一起蹦。
And so we'll play with one another, we'll sing along, we'll dance together, we'll do all activities together.
但是要清清洁洁。
But we must do it with a pure conscience.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得怎么样啊？
Brothers and sisters, what do you think about my journey?
你觉得美国的社会可不是这样。
You say, no, the society in the U.S. is not that way.
他们就在那个草地上两人搂起来抱起来亲吻嘛，没什么关系嘛。
We can just lay in the grass together, hug each other and kiss. It's okay.
我想那不是我们应该效法的。
I don't think that's something we should conform to.
我们要注意。
We have to take note of that.
爱的第二个方面有真理性很强。
And so, the second aspect of love is something that is based on the truth.
哥林多前书第十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
First,
第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Love does not delight in righteousness.
不喜欢不义。
Love does not delight in righteousness.
那个不义是执着神看为不正的一些事情或者一些想法一些动作。
Delighteth not in iniquity, that is something that is not delighting in something that is not pleasing to the Lord, a thought that's not pleasing to the Lord, an action that's not pleasing to the Lord.
从人来的爱。
That is a love that is from man.
或者是从肉体来的爱。
But a love that is from the flesh.
很喜欢这个。
They rejoice in that.
越不义越好。
The more unrighteous it is, the better.
那用今天那个罪恶的话说，越刺激越好。
And so, in today's terms, the more exciting it is, the better.
可弟兄姊妹，我们可不是那种人啊。
Brothers and sisters, beware. We are not that type of people.
不一样。
We are different.
信或不信的不一样。
Those who believe and unbelievers are different.
我们不能效法这个世界。
We cannot conform to this world.
只喜欢真理。
That it only delights in righteousness.
真理就是说，爱是不能越过真理。
And so it delights in truth. Is that means this love cannot surpass the truth.
你不要看他这么个说法。
And so no matter how you put it.
因为很多人就听着他的说法而忘记了神的教导。
Because many would only be mindful of how it's put or how it's said and forget what is the teaching in the Bible.
他说我的确清楚神的灵感动我叫我来跟你这样的相爱。
And so they might say, oh, I'm very clear on the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead me so that I can come and love you.
这是我们彼此相爱啊。
And so because we love one another.
你一听是圣灵的感动，你就有点为难了。
And so when you hear the fact that it is the moving of the Holy Spirit, then you're troubled.
接受不接受。
Should I accept it or not then?
你觉得那样实在不合适。
But you think it is so inappropriate.
不接受，他说圣灵感动了。
But if you decline the offer, then you say, oh, but the person claims to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
不必为难。
Do not be troubled by that.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Because love does not delight in iniquity, but delights in the truth.
违背了真理，你完全可以不要接受。
If it is against the truth, then we don't need to accept it.
你完全不要跟着他那样做。
We do not have to do what they do.
我希望大家能够注意这件事情。
Now we have to pay attention to those things.
另外呢，就是那一个信实。
And love also is the faithfulness.
信实包括着诚实和忠心。
Now faithfulness includes two parts, sincerity and loyalty, or to be faithful.
诚实是非常重要的。
Now to be sincere, honest is very important.
诚实就是诚实。
Sincerity is sincerity.
那没说对这个人可以诚实，对那个人可以撒谎，没有这个道
理。You cannot be sincere to one person and lie to another. There's no logic in this.
在这件事情上我们要诚实，在那件事情我们可以撒谎，没有这回事。
If we're sincere in this, honest in this, we can lie about that. No, there's no such thing.
诚实就是诚实。
Sincerity is sincerity.
忠心就是忠心。
Faithful is faithful.
那神是很恨虚谎的。
And so God hates a liar.
我们不要把一些说谎觉得无所谓。
And so do not let us treat telling a lie is very okay.
我们要中看这些圣灵的工作在我们里头。
And so we have to know the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
再有一个就是温柔。
And another aspect is gentleness.
温柔这一个字是刚柔合一的性格。
And so gentleness, it has to do with this contrast of being hard or gentle.
不但是有柔那一方面，也有刚那一方面。
And so this matter is not only a matter of being tender or gentle, but it also has to be very firm, very strong.
那我们一听到温柔嘛，我们都想到这个姊妹做得到。
And so when we hear of this matter of gentleness, we think it's something for the sisters.
我们弟兄做不到。
Something that the brothers cannot do.
若是从人的旧造的性格来说，这个话有对的一个方面。
Now from the character of the old creation, there is some right to the way of thinking that only the sisters can do.
若是从圣灵的工作来说，这个话就不对了。
But according to the word of the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit's work, then those words are wrong.
那是温柔，那只能是适合于一些姊妹。而不，我们是永远不会了。
So we cannot say that gentleness is only for the sisters, and we cannot do it.
但这里说这样的，不管是弟兄，不管是姊妹，都可以温柔。
And so when it talks about gentleness, regardless of the brothers or sisters, we can all be gentle.
柔
，to be gentle, to be soft or tender,
是执着从神那里的接受。
It is something that we receive from God.
神许可临到我的。
That when God, when something from God comes to me,
不管是从人这方面来看是怎么样的一个情况
，and so regardless of the perspective of man,
我都乐意接受
，that I'm willing to accept it.
我不会发怨言
，I will not grumble.
我是绝对没有抵抗的，来顺服，来接受
，I will not reject it, and I will submit to receive what is from God.
温柔
，and so it is gentle.
若是在神以外的东西
，but anything that's outside of God，
或者在基督以外，在真理以外的东西
，anything outside of Christ， outside of the truth，
那我是绝对不会去接受。
I will absolutely not receive it。
那是一个刚强。
And so that is the strong or firm。
所以在基督徒的身上就这两这一个。刚柔合一的性格活出来。
And so upon the Christian, this matter of gentleness has these two aspects of being tender and firm.
在不违背我们信仰或者是真理或者恩膏的教训的时候。
And so if anything that is not against the teaching of the Bible, against the teaching of the anointing or the truth,
我们是非常的温柔顺服。
We're very tender, gentle to submit to it.
所以很多人说我不要做基督徒。
And so many people say, oh, I don't want to be a Christian.
但是你们做基督徒好像是绵羊羊的。
Because when you're a Christian, you're just like a very shy sheep.
一点没抵抗力嘛。
You have no resistance at all.
就那么软弱。
You're so weak.
那不叫受人家欺负吗？
And so you'll be picked upon.
这样一话的话了，那人家都来欺负你，你还什么保障呢？
And so when someone comes to bully you, what guarantee do you have?
但是这些人会发觉到，有一个时候，你还没办法折服他。
But then these people who say that discover you cannot subdue the Christians.
当你叫他违背信仰的时候
，When you ask them to turn against their faith，
你恐吓他
，You can threaten him.
他不害怕
，They're not afraid.
你把他捉起来
，You can arrest them.
他还不害怕
，They're still not afraid.
你打了他
，You beat him.
你信吗？
Do you still believe?
我还要信。
I still want to believe.
再打。
You beat them again.
你信吧。
Are you still believing now?
我还要信。
I still want to believe.
你杀死他。
You kill him.
当然他不会说我信了。
Of course he cannot say I believe anymore.
但是当他最后死的时候，他仍然是说我信。
But before he died, his last breath, he will still say I believe.
当他说他信的时候，也就他去见主的时候。
And then when he says I believe, that's the time when he will go see the Lord.
那些对付基督徒的人啊。
And so those.
起初他们觉得好对付。
And so at the beginning when those dealing against Christians they think oh they're so easy to pick on.
后来他们觉得对付基督徒是一个很困难的事情。
But later they discovered to deal against the Christian is something that's very hard.
这就叫做温柔。
And so that is gentleness.
弟兄可以有这个性格。
Gentleness is something brothers can have as well.
姊妹也可以有这个性格。
The sisters can have gentleness.
这不是那个天然的那个温柔。
This gentleness is not something by nature.
不管是弟兄，不管是姊妹，也的确有那种天然，生下来就是很温柔。
Regardless, brothers or sisters, once they're born by nature, they have a certain kind of gentleness.
其实那个温柔也是假的。
But in fact, that gentleness is false.
这我们常说嘛。
So oftentimes we say,
哎，这个人看起来平常。那么老实，那么温柔。
That's why there's this saying that this person he looks very honest, very gentle.
哎呦，发起脾气来可吃不消。
Oh, when they throw it, get angry, their temper is so great.
那个温柔不是温柔啊。
And so that gentleness is no longer gentleness.
那个是谁不要的？
And so that's something by nature God does not want.
温柔。
Gentleness.
啊，温柔的确是好。
Gentleness indeed is good.
温柔有时候你不说话。
Gentlemen, sometimes you do not need to say a word.
地球你可以得着益处。
Maybe to your benefit.
谢谢大家为杨师母祷告。
I want to thank anyone for praying for my wife.
哎呀，真是多少人就问我，我到今天才谢谢大家，真是迟到了。
Actually, I'm late in my Thanksgiving because you asked me about her long ago. I only thank you now.
实际呢，杨师母也叫我来问候大家。
And actually, my wife asked me to send everyone a greeting.
还好没有明天最后。
Actually, I still have time.
她是骨折。七月五号骨折
，and so she had she broke her bone in July.
她大概住医院啊有两个月
，and she was in hospital for 2 months.
她没有开刀打钉子
，she did not have to have surgery to have screws put in.
因为她有一个患个脑梗死
，and because
脑血栓
，because she has a stroke.
就恐怕在手术台上一下子就是有危险性吧所以没有给他动手术
and so because it may be dangerous on the operation table for her, so they did not perform surgery
就是靠着牵引
and so they just rely for it to heal
就是用躺着用一种重量拉着他这个腿让那个骨头然后是在一起最后把它站好
and so they just try to do it manually for her to be in a certain position to have the bones mend together
她要两个月一直地看天花板
and so she had to be bedridden for 2 months
不能翻身
she cannot turn her body
不能起床
she cannot get off the bed
实在也是个不容易承担的事情啊
and so this is something very hard for us to bear
但是她没有怨言
But in that position, she did not grumble.
她没有哀叹
She did not sigh.
除非给她换床单不当心实在碰到了她会说有痛啊
And so unless they're changing her bed sheets or come bump into her in a certain way, then she might say, oh, that hurts.
她是非常的安静
But she was silent throughout that time.
我个人从她的身上实在得着一个帮助
And so personally, upon that, I was have much help.
我就看见神的力量恩典在她的身上
And so I can see God's healing and grace upon her.
哎呀，有时候我就想一想，我自己躺一躺试试
And so later I thought maybe I can try to be in her same position and try it out, see how I feel.
不要翻身啊
And so I cannot turn my body.
望天花板啊
I just look at the ceiling.
哎呦，我躺不了很长的时间，我就躺不下去。
I cannot lie there for a very long period of time. I can't take it anymore.
最后我就祷告。
And so I pray.
我说主啊
I said, Lord.
不要叫我骨折啊
Let me not be in the same situation.
不好受。
It's something hard to bear.
当然我这种骨折了在那个情况当中神也会给我足够的恩典
And of course if I was in the same situation the Lord might give me sufficient grace
所以我很感谢主
So I really thank the Lord
他没有给我们带来困难
He did not give me any difficulty
他非常的好服侍
Now, She was very easy to care for
他几乎没什么要求
She didn't have much complaints or much requests
天天安静地躺在那里
So she silently just lay in bed every day
杨师母常说你将我必须将我的软弱
And so she oftentimes will tell me if I speak anything about her, I speak on her weaknesses.
当然有她的软弱。
Of course, she has her weaknesses.
她也常说，哎呀，我什么时候能够起来坐坐啦
？And so she said, "Oh, when is it time that I can get up just to sit?"
她说我什么时候可以翻翻身啊
？Or maybe when is it time so I can just turn my body?
那先说她的确也是承担不住，有她的软弱。
And so during those times, yes, it's hard for her to bear. She has times of weaknesses.
不过感谢主，始终给她加力量。两个月以后就回到家。
But thank the Lord gave her strength. 2 months later, she returned home.
那么回家以后，我们就
让她练习着坐。
And so after we returned home, she learned to sit.
练习着站。
She learned to stand.
现在呢，可以拄着那一种四个脚的东西啊，叫什么东西呀？
So now she can use the walker.
可以走走路了。
And so she can use that by it, and she can walk.
所以我谢谢大家的问候以及对她的关心，为她的带导。我实在谢谢大家。
So indeed, I want to thank everyone for asking about her, your concern about her, and your prayer for her. I indeed want to be thank you to everyone.
大家这样的问我很受感动。
And when you ask me, I'm very moved.
这个原因就是觉得我们是不配这样。被弟兄姊妹这样的关心。
The reason is that we're not worthy of such care and concern from brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹这样的关心完全是恩典。
Now, it is truly grace with all this concern by brothers and sisters.
那恩典就是给那些不配的人吧。
And so grace is for those who are unworthy.
所以我谢谢大家。
So I want to thank everyone.
在刚骨折正式的第一天到医院。
And so when she broke her bone and the first day she was hospitalized,
她给我说了一句话。
She said this to me.
凡事谢恩。
In all things, give thanks.
我说阿们。
I said amen.
感谢主。
Amen. In all things, give thanks.
好，我们讲到温柔。
And so when we speak of gentleness,
最后一个是节制。
The last one on the fruit of the spirit is self-control.
节制，这是来自圣灵的力量，让我们能够控制一些。
And so self-control is from the power of life.
我们需要控制啊。我们需要控制。
We must put it under control.
若是我们不控制，我们会有些事情神不欢喜我们。
If we do not put it under control, there are some things that's not pleasing to God.
若是我们不控制的话呢，有很多时候神的话我们活不出来。
If we do not put it in control, sometimes we cannot live out the words of God.
例如一些很平常的事情。
Now, for example, very common things.
你好比年幼的，这样的年长的，是不是应该有恭敬啊？
And so for the younger, should they pay more respect to the ones older than they are?
你若是没有这个节制，你觉得我应该对年长的一些礼貌。
And so without this self-control, you think I have to pay some respect to the older ones.
那就你是你，我是我了。
And so they say, oh, you're you and I'm me.
对于食欲啊，吃的吃食物的食。
And so,
欲望的欲，食欲啊。
And so in our desire for food.
那种吃法，那种怎么办？
And we can just be very gluttonous. We eat whatever we want.
对于夫妻之间那个正当的性欲啊。
And so even for the sexual desire that is very normal amongst husband and wife.
异性之间的交往啊
，or even in our relationship with one another, man and woman，
我们的说话啊
，or in our speech，
甚至于我们的传道
，or even our preaching，
都需要一定的节制。
We must have self-control。
可能大家有点反对，传道还要节制啊
？Maybe you might object to that. Why do I need self-control when I preach？
我就是说。不能够忽略了活神之间的那个关系。
Now what I'm saying is that we cannot be careless of our relationship with God.
不能忽略了指甲。
We cannot be careless about
治家治理家庭。
We cannot be careless about ruling our own household.
那有很多人就是工作工作工作。
And so many people they just work work work.
他有多少时间？
How much time do we have to have communion with God? And so we have self-control.
有的时候就是忙忙忙。
Sometimes we're just busy, busy, busy.
没有很好的指甲。
We do not rule our house well.
大家若是读提摩太前书第三章，我们就知道指甲。把家治好，那是工人的一个条件。
And so when we read 1 Timothy chapter 3, we realize that's actually a qualification for a servant. We must rule our house well.
圣经上说，人若不知道管理自己的家，怎么照管神的教会呢？
And so as the scripture tells us, if we do not rule our house well, how can we rule the house of God?
这不是一个次序问题。
And so this is not a matter of order.
我先在家里把家治好以后，以后再出来做传道。
Now let me serve. First rule well my house, then I can come out to serve.
这是一个关系的问题。
But it has to do with relationship.
借着之家来学习怎么样的服侍神来治理教会。
But it is through our ruling of our own house how we learn how to serve God to serve the church.
在我们家里头常常在我们信主的人家里头
挂着一句话。
And so in many of our homes, we have this hung on the wall.
基督是我一家之主。
That Christ is the head of my household.
这是之家。
And so that's to rule well over your house.
指挥呢？
And so to rule over the church.
基督乃是教会的头。
Likewise, Christ is the head of the church.
所以借着之家来学习着服侍教会。
And so, in that sense, it is to learn well to rule over our house, to learn to serve the church.
若是我们失掉了这一个机会呢，我们可能啊对于教会这方面的治理也不会太理想。
And so, if we lose our opportunity in serving well at home, then we would not serve well in the church.
我们只有在职家上很好的去操练，我们才能够在智慧上有一定的见证或力量。
And so, only when we serve well at home, that we rule our house well, then we would have that testimony, that strength in serving the church.
那就不是只是做一个讲台上的传道人。
And so, we're not only just a preacher on the pulpit.
那么讲台下，我在家里仍然还是个传道人。
But yet, it is still, then that means I'm still a preacher when I'm at home.
所以治家是非常重要的一件事。
So, to rule well the house is very important.
那我们不要忽略它。
Let us not be careless about that.
哦，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵在我们心里更。
The Holy Spirit works upon us.
我们能够有一个圣洁的人生。
We're able to have a holy life.
在神的面前来荣耀我们的主。
That we're able to glorify our Lord before God.
但这不是说一步登天。
But this is not just we can take one big step and we're there.
这是一条路。
But it is a way.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
可能有起伏，能失落。
Now maybe we have our ups and we have our downs.
弟兄姊妹，不要为这个而灰心。
Brothers and sisters, do not be discouraged because of
those. 只要我们里头的确是爱慕神的那个圣洁。
But as long as we have that desire for God's holiness within.
我们的确仇恨那些罪恶。
That indeed we have that hatred towards sin.
我们告诉主，我愿意。
Then we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing.
我实在愿意。
I am indeed willing.
我愿意像你。
I'm willing to be like you.
你最美。
You are the most beautiful.
没有一个比你再美的了。
That no one is more fair than you.
那就是我追求的目标。
That is the goal of my pursuit.
那就是我要达到的。
That is what I want to attain to.
那就是要叫我在我身上唯一彰显出来的那个美。
That is the beauty that I want to be manifested and magnified through me.
我想神会成全他的工作。
I think if we have such a desire, God will complete His good work upon us.
另外呢，关乎圣洁这方面，还要请大家看一处圣经。
Also in regards to holiness, I think we need to turn to another scripture.
在希伯来书。
In Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
好，希伯来书，我们先看第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
圣神的父都是战岁记忆关照我们。唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们的益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10. For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，凡觉得后苦，后来却跟那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
对不起，我有个几分钟了，我很快的会把它讲好啊。
Now I'm sorry, I'm past a few minutes. I will quickly finish.
这是又是与圣洁有份。
And so this has to be holiness. It's a partakers of holiness.
神的管教。
It is the sovereign, the discipline of God.
管教这一个字是重在正面上。
And so this word of discipline or chastening is a positive side to train us.
也有它反面的，就是一种错误的给我们管教。
And of course, there's the negative aspect of, well, when we're wrong, it is to discipline us, to remind us.
神的管教有它最高的智慧。
Because under the discipline of God, He has His highest wisdom.
有它最高的爱。
He has His highest love.
有它最高的目的。
There is His highest purpose.
它不像地上的父母的管教。
It is unlike the discipline of the earthly parents.
那个最高的目的就是叫我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Because his highest purpose is that we may be partakers of his holiness.
所以我们在接受管教这方面。
And so when we do receive discipline,
好像走那个受苦的路啊，好像是都是无可避免的。
And so it seems like just on the way of suffering, it is the same. It is something we cannot avoid.
而是管教的是当时不觉得快乐。
Of course, when we're under discipline, we don't seem to be joyous.
这是因为我们只看见了那一个 不快乐的那个方面。
Because we only see something that is grievous, something that is not joyful to us.
但是那个最后的结果，我们往往忽略了。
But many times we neglect the fruit or the end result.
那个最后的结果就是最后给我们结出一个义的果子来。
Because it bears for us the fruit of righteousness.
把我们改正，把我们引导到一个正的方向去。
And so it will correct us and lead us on the right way.
若是我们看到最终的结果是这个，那么我们在神面前这个管教也是很乐意接受了。
If we're able to see that the discipline from God is to correct us to the way of righteousness, when we see the result, then we're very joyful in receiving it.
我附带地说一句话。
Now I also want to say some words.
不但是我们这些神的儿女要受父的管教。
Not only the children of God must be disciplined by God the Father.
我希望我们这些做父母的要管教我们的孩子。
But also as parents, we must learn to discipline our children.
要爱自己的孩子，这是毫无问题。
Yes, we have to love our children. There's no issue or question about that.
若是你真正爱自己的孩子，
But if we truly love our children,
你按照圣经的教导来管教他。
According to the teaching of the Bible, we must discipline them.
我不晓得做父母的你会有什么想法。
Now, I don't know what parents think about this.
我在美国住的时间不多。
I'm not long in the U.S.
我会发觉到在美国生活的这些人对于孩子，哎呀，实在是有那么一个不得了的喜欢吧。
And so, for those who live in the U.S., maybe they somewhat have this habit.
喜欢孩子这是毫无问题的。
They love to spoil the children.
有时候观察下来，的确是有一些不大合适。
And so I do see, though some are not so appropriate.
只有喜欢而没有管教。
Well, we only love to spoil them and treat them well, yet we do not know how to discipline them.
圣经里头有很多那些好比像以利没有管教自己的孩子而有的那个情况。
And so in the scripture, there are many examples. For example, Eli, he did not know how to discipline his children. We can see the result.
那我给大家看一处圣经。
Now, if you turn to a scripture passage.
列王记下。
It's 2 Kings.
列王记下第一章。
2 Kings chapter 1.
对不起，列王记上第一章，我说错了。
Actually, 1 Kings chapter 1.
对，列王记上啊。
1 Kings chapter 1.
列王记上。
First Kings chapter
1. 我们看第六节吧。
Verse 6.
这里提到亚多尼亚的要背叛作王。
And here it talks about the fact that Adonijah will rebel and want to be king.
这里就提到大卫的一件事。
And so here it mentions something about David.
他父亲。
That his father?
是指着大卫说的。
And so it speaks about David.
素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？素来没有叫他忧闷。
And verse 6, 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 6, and his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why hast thou done so?
就是素来，就是一直的，他不肯责备这个，好好的管教这个。亚多尼亚
And so, at any time, he never very well disciplined Adonijah.
他太喜欢。
He was too well pleased with him.
喜欢到一个程度，他不管教。
He was so pleased with him, he did not discipline him.
当然，这个孩子一定会说这个爸爸很好。
And so, of course, the child would say, "Oh, my father is so good to me."
最终是害了这个孩子。
But as a result, it caused this child harm.
也给自己带来一些苦痛。
It also brought him some suffering as well.
我觉得大卫这个家。很多时候我们可以去思想。
And so it's very much for us to consider about this household of David.
所以我在这里提醒做父母的弟兄们姊妹们。
And so here I want to remind the brothers and sisters who are parents.
要注意对于孩子的管教。
We must take note of our discipline to our children.
那才是真正爱自己的孩子。
Then we truly love our children in doing so.
管教的事他会觉得也不舒服。
It's true, when they are disciplined, they do not like it.
希望能够很好地给他讲最终要达到的是什么。
But we must teach them well to let them know why they're disciplined. Why is it that we need to discipline them?
而一旦他能够看见最后的那个美好的结果。
So that they will be able to see why and the result
我想他一定是乐意接受的。
Then I think they will be willing to accept the discipline.
千万不要不管自己的孩子。
Now do not don't discipline your children.
那这个社会上不违背真理的，我们可以去学他。
Now in the society those that does not rebel against the truth, we can conform to.
若是违背了圣经的教导
，But if it's against the teaching of the Bible,
我们不要效法那个。
Let us not conform to those.
我们宁自拣选。神的话语。
We rather choose the word of God.
好，现在请大家低头祷告。
Now let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的话是这样的开导我们。
Because thy words teach us in this way.
这样的训诲我们。
And that instructs us this way.
这样的光照我们。
And it sheds light for us.
这样的引导我们。
And it leads us.
我们是多么样的羡慕能够像你。
How we admire to be like thee.
但是像你，我们必须走圣经指引的这一条成圣的道路。
But if we want to be like thee, we must go on this way as taught to us in the Bible, the way of sanctification.
感谢主，我们今天里边都有了圣灵。
Lord, we thank thee that today we all have life.
问题在于我们对他的顺服与不顺服。
But the issue is whether we are submissive to that life or not.
求主帮助我们，让我们重看这些圣经的教导。
Lord, let us.Be mindful of the teaching of the Bible.
重看圣洁这个很重要的真理。
So that we would be mindful of this very important teaching of holiness.
今天这个罪恶泛滥的时代。
That in this wicked and perverse generation.
很多教会对于圣洁已经非常的淡薄了。
There are so many churches that is so weak upon this matter of holiness.
甚至于把圣洁这个教训看为是古板、古老。
That they look at this matter of teaching of holiness as something outdated, that's something of a fossil.
不惑时代。
That it is not of the contemporary generation.
甚至于把圣洁降低了标准。
That they even lower the standard of holiness.
主啊，这不是你的心意。
Lord, this is not your will.
所以求主怜悯我们，让我们敬畏你。
So Lord, have mercy upon us. May we fear you.
不管周围的人是怎么样。
Lord, no matter how those around us are.
我们要敬重你的教训。
We must.Fear and respect thy teaching.
我们相信我们是有福的。
Lord, if we believe, we are blessed.
这样祷告，奉靠主的圣灵。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.